This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, and we're joined by Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel to comment on two unusual stories to do with leaders of finance. The first is president of the world's largest bank, perhaps in the solar system. This is Morgan Stanley. And the headline in the Financial Times, Jamie Dimon lands in Hong Kong to meet staff and regulators. First graph, Jamie Dimon, chair and chief executive J.P. Morgan Chase, said he was, quote, not swayed by geopolitical winds, end quote, as he arrived in Hong Kong, becoming the first boss of a big Wall Street investment bank to visit Greater China since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. And I'm going to extend my remarks to think since the crackdown on the people of Hong Kong. Charles, big banks have their own universe. I understand their own physics. Everything is different for them. But how do you see this through the opinions of other bankers and other investors in the country? Is Jamie Dimon somehow ignoring the brutality of the Chinese regime a positive in any fashion? Good day to you.
Good day, John, and hi, Gordon. I think that a bank as large as J.P. Morgan Chase is must have a significant position inside China, is what they possibly believe. And for the long term, they're wedded to being around for the long term, and therefore, unfortunately, frankly, they are overlooking dread problems inside China just to make sure that they remain number one by having keeping the place that they've bought there. I believe they have a large investment already in China, one of the first big banks to do that. So he's certainly not standing up to American principles.
Gordon, the quote here from Jamie Dimon is, I am optimistic they will work out rational plans, referring to the conversation between the two presidents. That is a vague enough remark so that I can't be certain. But I can imagine he was briefed on the fact that Taiwan is much in the news. To your knowledge, has Taiwan been abandoned by Wall Street? Is it not part of the banking system in the globe?
Most of the large banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, really focus on China. And if they've got a presence in Taiwan, it's very small. And it's usually the commercial banks that have got maybe a few branches. This is really an issue of a lot of big corporate chieftains saying essentially, we'll do whatever is legal. And that's effectively what J.P. Morgan said, Jamie Dimon said to Maria Bartiromo in that now infamous interview.
You have a question for Charles, Gordon.
Charles, it seems to me that if there's a failure here, it's maybe not so much J.P. Dimon. It's really the failure of the political class to allow large banks to have these extensive operations in China, thereby undermining American national security, not to mention also undermining the human rights efforts around the world. It would seem to me that what we have to do is get a president to use the emergency powers to prevent banks from doing this. Do you think that's a realistic possibility, or do you think that essentially I'm dreaming? I essentially think I'm dreaming, but I'd like to get your thoughts.
Well, I don't think you're dreaming at all, Gordon. I think that over the course of the next 2 to 6 years, the American political system is either going to go into lockdown under the thrall of the Chinese Communist Party and its allies, or we're going to wake up and realize, forget the politics for the moment, people aren't actually making money in China. They're spending a lot of money in capital expenditures, marketing, development, long-term planning. But I think it's highly unlikely that they're earning an attractive rate of return on investment today. And their technologies are at risk. Our sovereignty here in this country is at risk. And after all, J.P. Morgan Chase is an American corporation operating around the world. And it should, I would think, balance out the opportunities it sees abroad with the responsibilities it must have here in this country.
Headline from the South China Morning Post, Charles. Evergrande's fire sale continues as founder disposes of corporate and personal assets to avert defaulting on debt. Several weeks past, Evergrande was said to be perhaps a systemic risk. I know its concept is overused. Certainly a major problem for the world markets. Has it been solved, Charles?
Not by a long shot. I mean, I think they're going to try to do what we did in this country, 2007 to 2009, where we bent all the rules, if not broke all the rules, to wallpaper over structural problems in our financial system. We lowered interest rates. We had massive stimulus spending. We didn't hold the banksters accountable for the throwing us over the precipice in the pursuit of profit. By contrast, Evergrande is big. It's not as big as GE and the major banks that nearly all went bankrupt at the same time, save for actions of the Federal Reserve and our Treasury, the concerted actions by our allies around the world. So I think it's still a problem. I think there are like the other Evergrandes, not simply in the property sector. And I would be treading very carefully considering making any investments in China right now.
Gordon?
Charles, Evergrande has something like $305 billion in liabilities. That's 3% of China's gross domestic product. And as you point out, Evergrande is not the only Evergrande. My sense is that China just at this point has too much debt. It can sort of defer a crisis, but it really can't avoid it because right now there's just too much money owed to too many people across China, and it's going to be very difficult for them to get through this without some sort of crisis. Your measure of this?
Well, I would compare China today to Japan in 1989. Japan in 1989 was way overextended in terms of its leveraged investing to support exports around the world. But Japan had certainly, in 89, abandoned any pretense of being a formidable military offensive power around the world. In contrast, I think China's excesses in terms of spending relative to their internal consumption is massive. And here we see China around the world poking India recently in the eye, but poking us in the eye. And so they have a massive financial set of problems, too much debt, and they have these strategic ambitions, which I don't think they all can be met at the same time.
Gordon, a question about what happened in Hong Kong when the president of J.P. Morgan visited. I learned that 32 hours and then the president went on his way to London. However, that required Carrie Lam, the administrator of Hong Kong, to either suspend the mandates for visitors or ignore them. Is that typical, Gordon? The more equal bosses visiting Hong Kong do not have to obey the mandates?
This actually was the first exemption that Carrie Lam, the chief executive of Hong Kong, granted, and it came right after she had toughened the quarantine rules. So there is controversy over it. I'm not surprised that J.P. Morgan gets a pass on this, but politically it was not very popular because the government there has justified all sorts of measures based on controlling coronavirus, and they let this American waltz in, stay there 32 hours, and leave again without quarantine restrictions. So quite interesting.
So, Charles, what we have is a new category. You can recall from the Great Recession, the banks too big to fail. Now we have banks too big to quarantine, a new category. I would imagine there's going to be competition for that role, Charles. Do banks favor Hong Kong now, given the brittleness of the regime there and the non-transparency? We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's a real shame, of course, more for Gordon than for me, but I love Hong Kong and I just can't see myself or any serious investor deciding to commit major league capital and headquarters personnel in Hong Kong until there's a dramatic change in China, which may be a long time in coming.
Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Jamie Dimon is the head of a very large and very critical bank for the success of the United States and our allies. The question here is, in China, what is the opinion of Jamie Dimon? What is the opinion of American banking in China, the PRC? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.